Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Friday, February 5th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
You made it.
We made it. And it was a rewarding, difficult, challenging week. And I am ready for the weekend. Absolutely.
I bet.
So let's go ahead and get started with the paper markets today. And oh shoot, why is that there? Hold on. I don't want to lose the screen that I have because there's information on there that I want to share with the listeners, and I think we're going to talk about the resolution that passed overnight. Gold today had a nice turnaround, up $18.20 at $1,813. Silver was up 55 cents at $27.14. Platinum was up $27 at $1,131. Palladium was up $53 at $2,412. The USDX today was down 0.55, right on 91.00. Crude oil was up another 76 cents at 56.99. And the paper markets today, we might see a few changes here on the last, the Dow was up 64 points. Let me revise that. The Dow was up 92 points, 31,147. The NASDAQ was up 78 at 13,856. The S&P was up 15 at 3886. I believe they're all records, record highs. 10-year yield, 1.17%. That's up 0.03. Asian markets were higher, European markets lower. And that is pretty much it on the market report. What I did want to bring everyone is payrolls barely grew to start 2021. And job growth in January, non-farm payrolls increased by a whopping 49,000. And yet,
wow,
the unemployment rate fell to 6.3%. I don't know how all of that works, but economists surveyed by Dow Jones had been looking for growth of 50,000 and the unemployment to hold unchanged at 6.7%. Yet there were still many analysts on Wall Street. They'd be looking for higher numbers. Even Citigroup had projected a gain of 250,000. But, you know, the soft report, it just doesn't impact the markets negatively.
No, it doesn't.
And I think that's the reason why they passed the stimulus bill last night, was to coincide with this report. So who's paying the most attention to what report? Guarantee you most are paying attention to the stimulus bill, thinking that these numbers are meaningless and that they'll improve with the stimulus. So that's what I believe. Timing is everything. And, you know, it just really is amazing. And 49,000 jobs, Butch.
Yes. Yes.
And so 2021 marked a return to gains after a one-month lull in December. That saw the first negative number since the recovery began in May. Just over 10 million remain unemployed, 4.3 million more than a year ago. Though that number has decreased. And again, most of it is done in the hospitality industry. I don't know. I think airlines have been hit pretty hard, too. And December's numbers overall were worse than initially reported, of course. And with the month posting a loss of 227,000 from the initial estimate of 140. That's a big adjustment. November gains were also revised sharply lower. They initially had reported 336, but it was revised to 264. So again, you know, these numbers are just, they're never accurate. There's always revisions. And let's see if we can break this down. Job gains for January were concentrated in its employment professional services at 97,000. Local governments, education, 49,000. Mining increased by 9,000. Retail also suffered a decline of 38,000. And so those are, you know, with the big hopes of vaccines and stimulus, that's why the markets were hitting record highs. The S&P rose to another record today. So there you have it, Butch.
You have to wonder, do the people that control the markets, and I know they don't believe this, but all these stimulus packages are not going to cause hyperinflation. They know it is. I would assume they're just taking a fast buck while they can. You know, the people get the money, they're going to spend it. But they're not worried about the future. They don't seem to care. But you have to know that they know this causes inflation. We're going to discuss that in a minute on food inflation. But you know, seeing as you know, with Kamala Harris's vote passed $1.9 trillion stimulus blueprint, and we'll see what happens with that. But on top of that, and this was, I thought, quite amazing. Mitt Romney has a plan to give parents up to $15,000 a year. Did you see that?
I did.
The Family Security Act would offer up to $350 a month per kid to help parents raise their children. In 2019, Mitt Romney became the first Senate Republican to endorse a form of child allowance where all low middle income parents will get a cash benefit to help raise their kids, regardless of whether or not they're able to work. At the time, the plan was modest, amounting to only $1,500 a year for kids under 6 and $1,000 for kids 6 to 17. But on Thursday, Romney went further and proposed the Family Security Act, one of the most generous child benefit packages ever, regardless of political party. The plan completely overhauls the current child tax credit and turns it from a once-a-year bonus to massive income support paid out monthly by Social Security Administration, because it's lots of money. We all know lots of money. We got plenty of money in reserve for that. We know that. The bill of Texas isn't final, but you can read. It said you can read the whole thing. But Romney's plan would replace the child tax credit, currently with up to $2,000 per child, restricted to parents with substantial income, with a flat monthly allowance paid out to all parents. Parents of kids ages 0 to 5 will get $350 a month, or $4,200 a year. Parents of kids age 6 to 17 get $10 a month, so they could get as much as $15,000 a year for their children. Again. Free money. Free money. I mean, gee, it comes from nowhere. You don't work for it. It's just a gift, Melody. It's just the people that love us so much, want to help us. They're giving us a gift. We all got our stimulus checks. We're going to get another one coming pretty soon, looks like. And we all get a gift. It's on top of all the other things we get that are so good. We know this doesn't cause inflation. This doesn't cause any kind of false hope. This is all good, Melody. And soon we'll get the universal basic income coming into all of us eventually. That'll eventually pass under the Democratic control of the House and Senate. So it looks rosy for the country. The stock market's going up to record highs. What else could we ask for?
More.
Income? More.
More.
More, yeah.
We can ask for more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. More money, more money, more money. Why not?
And again, you and I both know that the powers that run these markets know what's happening. But this market is a way to fleece more people with their hard-earned money. We know that also. It's a way to sucker them in. It's like playing at a a game of pool and the expert loses a game or two to get people suckered into higher stakes. That's what's happening. But nobody looks at this. U.S. food prices see a historic jump and are likely to stay high. This is out of Des Moines, Iowa. As if trips to the grocery store weren't nerve-wracking enough, U.S. shoppers lately have seen the cost of meat, eggs, even potatoes soar as coronavirus has disrupted processing plants and distribution networks. Overall, the cost of food bought to eat at home skyrocketed by the most in 46 years. Think about that. Almost 50 years, the price of food skyrocketed by the most in 46 years. That is amazing. And, of course, restaurant supermarkets saying don't expect the prices to drop anytime soon. And probably never will drop because they'll blame it on transportation issues and processing issues, and the meat prices are high because they can't get the plants running at full capacity. Whatever the reason, that's messing with your food on the table, isn't it?
Certainly is. That's kind of high.
Yeah, you really? Really?
But, hey, we get free money, so it doesn't matter.
No, we get that $1,500 a month, whatever.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. UBI, and, you know, so hey, if they eliminate college tuition, too, student loans, there's more money.
Wow. So if we go totally to socialized medicine, that'd be free. Gosh, Melody, maybe the socialism thing ain't so bad after all.
Yeah. I'm glad. Gee. I'm getting ready to, maybe we should just retire.
Why not? Just get a fishing pole and head to the river.
And let all the other working saps pay for it, right?
Well, that's been a mindset of a lot of people for a long time.
Yeah.
And that it's been going a long time. But to think that food prices have skyrocketed the most in 46 years, I knew it'd been going up. Of course, I can't remember back 6 months ago what they were, but I can watch food prices going up, obviously. But the most in 46 years. That's a long time ago.
Get used to it. It's going to continue.
Yeah, really. Really. We haven't seen anything yet. And we have not seen anything yet, folks. And I'm not just trying to take that to scare you. I'm telling you because I care. We haven't seen anything yet. Inflation is going to skyrocket. It's going up. I know gas in our area, as we know, the oil is going up on the hope of your growth and OPEC cutting back on production, but our gas price went up from this is high for our area, is one of the highest. Neighbors are even down below $2, but we were $2.29 a gallon. It's now $2.59 a gallon. Went up 30 cents in the last 3-4 weeks. 30 cents a gallon, because that means the ones that below $2 a gallon, $1.80 something, are over $2 now. So, is that inflation? Is the cost of gas going 3 cents a gallon, Melody? Does that cut into your pocketbook?
Hey, just wait while they, eliminate all of these fossil fuel jobs and all of the oil, and it's targeted. And, we'll soon be able to drive electric automobiles.
There you go. And they shut down the pipeline, of course. What, about 50,000 jobs lost there?
Yep.
No big deal. What's 50,000 jobs? These guys can get something else. McDonald's is paying $15 an hour in some places, so.
Hey, Butch, can you take over for a little bit?
I sure can. Thanks. Sure can. But folks, this is actually happening right now as we're talking. I know it's hard to keep your mind on all these things, and that's what Melly and I are here for, trying to get things kind of pulled together and make a little more sense to us all, how this is happening. And it's happening incrementally in different areas. I mean, cost of living on foods went up. Of course, gasoline prices going up. I'm sure that electric bills are going up because the oil's going up. All these things start adding up after a while. One wouldn't really bother us, but when you get 10 or 20 come together, it adds up to a lot of money. It does. But we'll share is out with this, I guess, as Paul Harvey used to say. U.S. billionaires have collectively become $1.1 trillion, nearly 40% richer since mid-March. 46 people have also joined the ranks of billionaires since March 18, 2020, the week after the World Health Organization declared a global pandemic. Let that sink in. The rich are getting far richer, but the middle class and lower are falling into the trenches. The billionaires gained over $1 trillion, 40% increase in wealth since the coronavirus was announced last March. Folks, it's been almost a year. It hasn't let up. It worse some places. If you go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and look under health news or COVID hoax, what's going on there? What's going on in Canada right now? Detention centers in Canada have been activated. They are now being used. And the United Nations Agency estimated that the pandemic restrictions on businesses and public life destroyed 8.8% of all work hours around the world last year. That is the equivalent of 255 million full-time jobs, four times the economic impact of 2008 financial crisis. Did you hear that? The equivalent of 255 million full-time jobs, four times by 2008 was. Remember, we talked about this for a long time. It's going to be worse than 2008. We've said on this program here. I've said on my broadcast. It's going to be worse. Well, it's already four times worse. Already four times worse. That should make you sit back and think a minute. But on the other hand, for the second consecutive year, Facebook and Amazon topped all of these companies in federal lobbying expenditures. I wonder why. Facebook spent nearly $20 million in 2020, up nearly 18% from a year earlier, while Amazon checked in with $18 million, up 11% from the year before. Why are the richest companies lobbying Congress? Why are the ones who are already billionaires, who increased wealth over $1 trillion since last March, a 40% increase, why are they still lobbying Congress? For what? When the UN says that the equivalent of 255 million full-time jobs in our wise percentage of workers have been lost since the COVID, I won't call it, it is a hoax. It's a real virus, but the overall thing is truly a huge hoax, and it's destroying the world's economy and millions of lives. So why would we think that the people that own Amazon and run Amazon and Facebook and the rest of them really care a whole lot about what we think? Obviously, they don't. Why should they? They increased your wealth more than you and I could ever even imagine the numbers to be. But that's what we have today in America, because the people are sheeple, and we'll follow as long as we can, right into the back of the truck and into the chute in the slaughterhouse. That's what we're seeing happen right now. I hear music playing. I guess break time's coming. Back at the break, and Billy may be with us. We'll find out in a little bit. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Butch.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Everybody has a little emergencies once in a while I have to take care of. That's all right. It happens.
Yes, 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 yes. Little doggy.
You know, live radio is live radio. Folks, anything can happen. You never know. It is what it is.
But everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. And
okay.
But thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Did you hear me announce that the billionaires increased their wealth since the COVID over $1.1 trillion, over 40% gain for the billionaires in this country?
Well, $1.1
trillion increase in wealth. Maybe that's where the stimulus money's coming from.
You think?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't do that.
I don't believe.
Not when there's a slowly taxpayers out there to do the job.
Tell you what.
But yeah, it really is a sad situation.
It really and truly is. And Amazon and Facebook are paying millions of dollars to lobby Congress. What are they lobbying for? They're billionaires. What are they lobbying for? More control? I don't know.
But you know what? A lot of this stuff in that package, I don't know. It's you know, you got 1,400 direct payments, 400 in additional weekly jobless benefits through September. I haven't heard anything about the... Oh. I'll have to check to see on the moratorium on evictions. Did they actually... I think they extended that in the last one to March, I think. If my memory serves me properly, $20 billion for a national COVID vaccination program, $50 billion for virus testing. If you're spending $20 billion on a vaccination program, why do you have to spend $50 billion on testing? I thought you're supposed to be okay. $170 billion for K-12 schools, higher education institutions, $30 billion for a rent and utility assistance fund. There you go. $30 billion to pay rent, to pay back rent. So not only are you getting assistance. And you know what, Butch? You get the comments. Well, these people need help. Right?
Yeah. Yep. You get that. You do. You do.
Let them go back to work.
Reopen the factories, the motels, the restaurants. What a good idea.
Utility assistance, of course, your power bills and so forth. So you get your rent, your gas. You know, it's there's nothing wrong with helping people, Butch. But help them in a positive manner. Help them, you know, where, I mean, the help shouldn't come from the federal government. The help should come from the states, the local governments, the counties, the cities. That's where the local power companies, where are they? Why aren't they providing assistance for people who can't pay? Why does it have to come from the federal government? I'm sure these local power companies are making enough money to do it. So it's just like, no, it shouldn't come from the federal government. Where's the churches? You know?
Well, they can't go to church and not allowed to meet anymore. That seems like what everybody's saying anymore. So, you know, I don't know, Melody. It's just all backward. And the government cannot help you because the government does not earn money of their own making to give away. They print paper and put it on the taxpayer on the budget. It cannot be paid already. This is what I'm thinking. I may be wrong on this, but I think they're doing this to push for the reset. They know they can't pay it. So the reset will maybe do something to relieve some of this pressure on the federal government. But it's going to destroy the people. Maybe they want more debt to cause this reset to be more important to get it through quicker. I don't know. But you have to look beyond the idea that they want to help you. You know, I mean, you have to look way beyond that. Anytime somebody from government says they want to help you, you better grab your wallet and run to the house or something wrong. And you know that as well as I know that. You still with me?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I am. And as, okay. You know, wasn't it Reagan who said, you know, the government is something about here to help?
Yeah, yeah. Something's the word you should fear, and with the government here to help you or something like that. Yeah, absolutely. But it seems that we never learn. Even Eisenhower back in the 50s warned about some things as he left office. And, of course, the military-industrial complex, somebody talks about a lot, and how it's going to control the world and the country's economy. He warned about that. But who listened? Khrushchev said he would take us over, basically without firing a shot. We would all turn up, we would become a socialist under our own power. Another man went to profit, but he called it just like it's been 60 years now, whatever. He called it. He really did. He got it right. It's happened. We are socialist, and most people love to have it so. That's just the way it is.
Butch. I mean, hey, who doesn't want to not work and get paid? What a deal.
That's human nature.
It's human nature. But it's also human nature for a lot of folks to want to work, to want to have that pride, or to have that, I don't know what you want to call it, pride.
It is. It's integrity, and it is
integrity.
And independence.
Well, we
you know, you and I, our generation as a whole, we're raised to you earn what you get. You go out and work for it. I was always taught that. My dad was a very hardworking man. So was my mom, hardworking lady. And you know, we did all we could. They kept the food on the table. Mom would can everything, get her hands on for the winter time, but keep us eating all winter long. We did fine. It was hard work. But they never asked for help. They did on their own. And that's what's been lost over the generations since our generation started. People today are, it's been bred into us at least since the 60s that we need to apply for welfare, we can get food stamps, we can get HUD, we can get utility assistance, we can get free medical care. Just don't go to work. As long as you don't go to work, you can get all this for free. And that is a fact. I've had people tell me this, Melody, that when I saw them offered $1,000, and this has been a while back, $1,000 worth something. A man was offered $1,000 a month job. And he told the other guy, I would lose my check. That's what he said. I don't know what he made on the check, but he turned down $1,000 a month from back in the 70s, Melody. That was pretty good money, wasn't it?
It sure was.
And he turned it down because he lose his government check. Now, I saw myself in my eyes in the 70s. It bothered me then, it bothered me worse now. But that's what it is. Now, folks, this is going to trickle down in everything to the point that if we're not careful, there's going to be food control, and you will not eat unless you comply with whatever you're told to do. A different topic now. Ford, and this GM also, by the way, expected to slice vehicle production over chip shortage. Of all the things not to have,
yeah.
Chips. Semiconductor shortfall has disrupted the auto sector and other industries. Who would have thunk it? A chip. But who would have thunk about a virus shutting down the world, too? Anyway, a global semiconductor shortage is expected to slice Ford Motor Company's vehicle output by up to 20% in the first quarter of this year, illustrating how deeply the fallout from the computer chip crunch has hit the car business. Now, folks, GM and Chrysler are going down the same way. Ford said Thursday it plans to cut production of its F-150 pickup truck, the nation's top-selling vehicle and the company's biggest moneymaker. You would think they would stop on cars or something not selling it, but why? Anyway, because of the shortage. A day after confirming a hit to output of several sport utility vehicles, losses of vehicle production globally in the first and second quarters could trim $1 billion to $2.5 billion from the pre-tax bottom line this year, executives warned while discussing fourth quarter earnings. These actions mark a significant escalation in the chip shortage problem that disrupted the auto sector and other industries in recent weeks. So, I mean, that just shows, Melody, how insecure or fragile our industries really are. When something the size of a chip for a, who knows how big they are, you know they're very big, from a grain of rice on up, can shut down auto industry. Who would have thought, and a steel shortage, yeah, okay, you can see that a little better, or maybe even a rubber shortage. But a semiconductor chip shortage, shutting down the production of automobiles? Wow. That's just something to think about. Maybe we should go back in this, when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, and they weren't any computers. It was all run on simple ignition and spark plugs and points and condensers. You could do your own tune-up in about in half hour, 45 minutes, and have it done all done. But that's changed. But who would have thought that something as simple as a computer chip would do such devastation to auto industry? That's how fragile it is. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I wonder where they're made.
Probably in China. Probably in China, most of them, I'd say. I mean, I'm sure most of them are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, probably. Again, you let your enemy control your production. China controlled most of our medicine supply. So, I don't know, folks, how we got here and to be so ignorant and stupid. But I remember when Ross Perot, back in the 80s, tried to warn people that...
90s. Yep,
90s. It's going to be a great sucking sound.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. The jobs have left the country. Industries have shut down. I can remember going to Pittsburgh, and it's about four and a half hours north of me, to Pittsburgh, as a little boy where my aunt lived, and steel industry. I mean, the steel mills up there were huge. I'm sure you've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Huge complexes. Huge. You go up there now, and they're rusted, falling down buildings. No one dreamed back then that we would lose the steel production for the world because we made the best steel in the world. No one thought of it ever shutting down. People make good money out of those plants. They earn good livings.
Yeah, I have a question for you. You know, we're talking about they don't have the chips to produce cars. But yet there's a report out saying that Ford is embracing digital technology. And they're trying to catch up with Tesla and General Motors. And... the chief executive, Jim Farley, he just pledged $22 billion through 2025 to electric vehicles and the digital technology involved in connecting them to the Internet. So now your car will be connected to the Internet, as well as the $7 billion to autonomous driving. So my question is this chip thing really real? Or are they just trying to change from one system to another? And it's all part of...
That's a good thought. You never know that.
Changing the money being funneled, $22 billion, not pocket change. And as another $7 billion, I mean, it's not a jump change.
That's a good thought. That's a good... That could be for real. You know, we live in a world today that you really don't know what to believe, do you?
No. I mean, the same article does talk about the industry, the car industry struggling to produce as many vehicles. But, I mean, we know the sales of vehicles have declined significantly this year. So it's not like we're in a booming year and they can't keep up and can't keep the... You know, can't get the semiconductors in. So, I don't know. A lot of questions. But again, it just shows that there's a lot of volatility coming our way and changes. Lots and lots of changes.
In less than a year, look what's changed around the world, not just here. But look what's changed. I just listened to a broadcast last night in Germany. the federal government has enforced they're actually sending everybody in Germany a mask. The federal government is. You got to wear it when you're driving. If you're not, you're going to be fined. That's happening. That kind of control is happening worldwide. It's just, and here's the next article. New COVID strains may even escape the immune response, says Biden COVID advisor. And folks, listen to this, because this is not going away. Three highly contagious mutations of COVID have been detected in at least 33 states across the U.S., according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They're more virulent, can cause more death, and some of them may even escape the immune response, whether it's natural or from the vaccine. Imagine that. Grounder said that she's concerned that people will let their guards down in March, and it could potentially lead to another surge. Imagine there's three more strains out there that the vaccines won't even cover.
You know who's going to get blamed for the increased surge, don't you?
Well, probably I do. Who do you think it is?
Those that don't get the vaccine.
Of course. I'm going to say, we'll call it the right-wing conservatives who think they're fanatics, whatever. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. But the vaccine doesn't work. That's why I said it probably won't work anyway because these are different strains. Viruses, you cannot pin down a virus. Viruses do morph in other things all the time. But this is more or less saying to us, this is not over, folks. Next month makes a year. And it's not going to end. They're going to find more reasons to harass you, fine you, and control you with some more strains of COVID. And who knows what else is coming down the line with what new diseases, perhaps, to keep the world scared into submission. So, any comments on that?
Nope.
I mean, I don't know what else to add to that. I mean, they pretty much said it all. It ain't over. There's a movie out now. I think you can watch on TV on some different stations called Songbird. It's about COVID 2023 and the outbreak that's going on then. They're telling what could be coming in the future. And folks, I'm not saying it's happening, but if you look around, not just here but worldwide, I just watched a video today of a young man in a guarded motel in Canada. He flew in from Arizona. No, where did he fly in from? Charlotte to Canada. They took him in a van, put him in a motel with guards in the hallways, and they cannot leave for at least 3 days till he's proven not infected. That's going on in Canada right now. So what's going to happen in the future? I have no idea.
We got the music. We got the music. We got the break. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. Butch.
All righty. Bay Area gym stays open to defy COVID-19 guidelines, gets hit with $550,000 fine. Folks, this gym, I've watched a follow-on with this somewhat on the news online. They've stood the ground. They've even run officials off. Really, they have. I've seen that on their live site. From a passerby's point of view, California Rip Fitness looks mostly plucked out of pre-pandemic times. People walk in and out of the San Jose gym, clad in workout leggings and shorts and sneakers, continue to work out despite state and county regulations that prohibit gyms from operating indoors. California Ripped has some acknowledgments of the realities of pandemic, a mask requirement, and materials to wipe down equipment after use. It is unclear if there are any social distancing guidelines or compassion limits. But the gym marches on, remaining open despite more than $500,000 in fines and the threat of legal action by Santa Clara County. In fact, it makes its feelings about the county shutdown abundantly clear. We're not saying that there's no virus. We don't believe it, said the GM's manager to Bay Area News Group in an anonymous interview. But we do believe that we can provide a place where people can come safely and stay healthy, and also provide the ability for us to pay your bills and make a living. And I say, hey, amen, God bless you all for taking a stand. That is phenomenal. If even half the business community would stand up and do that, this would turn around, would it not?
Well, you know, even parents at schools are now are coming out and speaking up and saying, open the schools. Let these children go back to school. And a lot of them are, you have to show up at your local meetings, at the school board meetings. That's where you start. You know?
It's got to be local.
It's got to be local. That's where you make the changes. You know, marching in the buildings ain't going to work. You have to start locally. So, you know, if you want to, you know, get your parents together, get the parents together, and, you know, and that's how you change things. I don't know if you change it, but at least you might stop it from happening, and they might back down. But we do hear success stories.
We do. And if enough business would do that, they would back down. They have no choice. They can't arrest everybody in the country. But if many people don't stand up pretty soon and say no to this, it's going to spread to the point that we have nothing left at all to stand on. I mean, again, Canada is a good example. Putting people in detention centers when you come home from out of country or across the border from the United States even, they put them in detention centers. There's something wrong with that. And I would think the people, even Canada people, will probably get upset with it. I would think so, especially if it's a family member that's locked up. You'd think that would bother them after a while.
Yeah.
You would. But this is, I guess, some good news too, in the point. Gavin Newsom challenges lineup as recall threat looms over California governor. How about that? Challenges to California Governor Gavin Newsom are lining up a petition to recall the Democrat closes in on a number of censures in need to trigger an election. I like this. Finally, somebody doing something. The Recall Gavin 2020 campaign now has 1.4 million censures. It needs almost 1.5 million, or 12% of the votes cast in the last election for governor to secede. Those behind the campaign have until mid-March to reach their target. There have been several previous attempts to recall Newsom, but this is the first that has come close to succeeding. Yeah, now, of course, I know that Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. You know that, I'm sure, right?
Right, I do. So, I do.
They keep in the family, don't they? Think
of
about
course.
That.
He's
keep
family,
in the family. Yeah. I mean, that's where she lives. I mean, come on, people. Think about it. Yeah, I mean, look, the Bushes. I mean, yeah, they're keeping the family. That's there's nothing new here. But finally, even California is getting fed up. Maybe there's hope. When Californians get to the point where we say we want to get rid of our governor, and California is not known to be a conservative state at all, maybe there's some hope for some places. But the governor's getting nervous. They got 100,000 more to go, and they can hold every election. They can hold another election and see what happens. That, in my mind, is a huge move in the right direction. Any comments on that?
No, but I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of changing the topic. There's an article out today. The first U.S. funeral home that turns bodies into compost is now open.
Yes.
This woman's been working on it for almost a decade. She's a 2011 graduate in architecture. She began questioning what would become of her corpse after death. And so she's created this pod. And it's the body's placed in this pod with wood chips, straw, alfalfa. So it provides the optimal amount of heat, water, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen for decomposition. And over the next 30 days, naturally occurring microbes and a few turnings with this tool similar to a dough hook break the body down. It actually saves 1 metric ton of carbon dioxide emissions.
Oh, my.
I know. What do you...
Oh, my.
What's... You know?
That is totally... It is totally unbiblical.
Yes.
I offer a little pamphlet here. The ministry entitled mine's going blank. I'm trying to think the name of the article. It's a little pamphlet. Is cremation Christian? And it isn't. The Bible, even after death, we read where, for example, Joseph died in Egypt. And he was buried in Egypt. But he said, whenever you go back to Israel, you take my body back with you and place me with my ancestors in the tombs of my ancestors. And God himself took Moses' life and buried him. So this is, now the body is something that should be honored, even after death. You don't just throw it in a box full of whatever and decompose it and then spread it on the land. But not only that, you're putting human waste on the field that you're going to eat your food out of.
Yeah.
Think about this, people. That makes you accountable. Makes you accountable. So think about these things. It's not biblical. It's immoral. It's unhealthy. I've known people who take human waste out of the toilets and put it in their gardens and grow their food. You say, well, what's wrong with that? You're eating human waste. I know you say, oh, you use cattle and horses, but the folks, they're not eating human waste is eating human tissue. Think about it. Think about it. We have to understand that this is just another sign of decaying and a society's lost their direction. Morally, they lost their direction. The lives, merely, obviously, the lives of unborn children doesn't mean a whole lot to a lot of people. No. At least not to stop it. And we now know that euthanasia has been going on. We know that's happening for sure.
Yep.
We know it's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why should we respect a dead body?
Yeah.
If we don't mind killing people, why not use them for fertilizer? That's what they're doing, people.
It's just a sign of how...
Go ahead.
It's just a sign of... Well, I'm not even trying... It's just a sign of... How can we become any more bizarre?
Depraved.
Yeah.
I know. I know that. Well, you look on my website sometimes...
But hey, it saves carbon emissions.
There you go. On our website, you will find, if you go to pastorbush.com, look under... health news or perverted news, you'll find that they're actually taking swabs from inside people's cheeks and growing steak. Growing meat to eat. And I'm serious. Hey, folks, check it out. It's all real. Growing meaty. Matter of fact, that article is in this month's magazine. I sent in your email to you. You can look at it.
Yeah, I did. I did open it up. I didn't get to that point yet, but I did open it up.
It's there. Yeah, they're actually growing. People can actually eat their own flesh. That's what we're seeing today in a world that's forgotten God. And in Psalms 9:17, the nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Yep, you figure it out. Yeah. Americans gave up citizenship in record numbers in 2020. A trip from 2019 reports tax specialist American overseas. This is, it says 2020 was a record year for Americans giving up their citizenship, according to experts and tax specialists. A record 6,705 Americans gave up the citizenship in 2020, a 260% increase from 2019, when 2,577 Americans gave up citizenship. Renunciations tripled despite U.S. consultants being closed for large parts of the year due to COVID-19. This is the highest year on record. Their previous record high was 5,411 in 2016. I don't know what their plans are and where they're going. I don't know why. I can understand getting frustrated in this country. Believe me, I can. But where are you going to go? I don't know.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, the Bible tells in Revelation 13 that the beast system will have power or control over every kindred, tongue, and nation. That covers the world, folks. So where are you going to go? And Turkish minister says U.S. behind 2016 failed coup. And I don't doubt it. This is out of orders. Turkish interior minister accused the United States on Thursday of being behind 2016 failed coup that Ankara has blamed a U.S.-based Muslim preacher, the Hurriyet Daily reported, a time when Turkey is seeking improved ties with its NATO ally. The U.S. Department said the accusation was wholly false. Of course they did. Who denied that they flew cocaine and other things out of Vietnam through Air America by the billions of dollars worth, and I know I saw it happening. Who denied it? More than 250 people were killed in an attempt to overthrow President Tayyip Erdogan and his government on July 5, 2016, when rogue soldiers commandeered warplanes, helicopters, and tanks to seize state institutions. Ankara has long blamed preacher Fethullah Gulen, a former ally of Erdogan who lives in Pennsylvania, and launched a widespread crackdown on his network, which Ankara refers to by the acronym FETO. Gulen denies any involvement. So, I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it. They've done it to how many people now? How many administrations in sovereign foreign countries, Melody, has the United States got involved in and took down?
Too many.
Way, way too many.
Too many.
More than we can count. And Beijing warns off U.S. warship from South China Sea Islands. This story is heating up over there in that area. China on Friday warned off a U.S. warship sailing near contested islands in the South China Sea. Beijing said the first such encounter made public since the inauguration of President Joe Biden. USS John S. McCain broke into China's extraterritorial waters without permission of the Chinese government. Beijing's military said in a statement using its name for the disputed Paracel Islands. The People's Liberation Army organized naval and air forces to track, monitor, and warn off the warship, the Chinese military said, blasting the U.S. for seriously violating China's sovereignty and harming regional peace. Of course, Washington said, well, we have it's international water, we can go there. So, again, I don't believe Washington either. Right now, China's
well,
so
you
fast.
Don't?
No, I don't. Doggone that, I really don't. Of course, that's because Trump's going, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, this article's, I mean, we're in that time, so this is kind of amusing. Put the chicken in the bag. Armed bandit robs Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Man wanted for stealing chicken from Roscoe's in armed robbery. A man walked into Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles without a mask and walked out and wanted man on Wednesday night. Pasadena police are looking for an armed robber who hit the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles on Wednesday night. The incident happened about 5:30 p.m. at 830 North Lake Avenue. Surveillance video taken from the scene shows the suspect walking into the popular eatery without a mask. The maskless man was refused service when the situation escalated. Moments later, the would-be customer pulled out a gun, an official said. However, instead of asking for money, he asked a cashier for Roscoe's famous chicken. He's pointing a gun at me and just said, put the chicken in the bag, as cook Robert Gonzalez recalled. He came inside the restaurant without a mask. The cashier told me he needed a mask. He told the cashier, if I don't put a mask on, what are you going to do? Then pulled out a gun and said General Manager Angela Perito. An angry Mexican customer was refused service from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, returned with a gun and robbed the restaurant. She said the cook refused to give up the chicken, so the suspect grabbed a few orders that were sitting on the counter and left. There you go. You won't give me my food, I'll just take it. Must be some good chicken, man, I tell you.
Must be, I'll tell you. Jeez.
But this is where we live today, folks. We use our dead bodies for fertilizer to feed to grow our food. I don't know what else to add to this. I don't. Except this weekend looks like it's coming week could be the longest cold spell in February in history in Chicago. Just thought I'd throw that in.
I know. So make sure all your heaters are working everywhere and you have some backup heat. And I know we're supposed to get it too. Although, you know, we're on the coast, so, it, you know, we get it. But it's not like Pennsylvania's been hit hard. New Jersey's been hit hard, the East Coast. But I guess it's going all the way across the country. So you be safe too, Butch.
I'll do that. I'll do that. And thanks for another good program, Elda. I enjoy doing the show. You're a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you. And I'm glad you're healthy again.
I feel better. But, much better. Much
yes.
better.
So sounds like we're out of time. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got